is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for October 1st, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Elon Musk is back in the news, but then when is he not in the news? The vocal billionaire space pioneer recently revealed that his company SpaceX could build the first human settlement on Mars by 2028. He said they plan to send six of their new BFR rockets to Mars, four of them unmanned and the last two manned, by 2024. They would be the starting point for the more ambitious permanent colony. They want not just an outpost, but a village that grows into a city and then multiple cities on Mars. Ambitious. Rosario Dawson wants to play a Klingon in the so far unnamed new Jean-Luc Picard series. To be clear, this is the actress Rosario Dawson you may know from the Netflix Marvel series, not Roxana Dawson, who actually played a Klingon on Star Trek Voyager. I made that mistake at first. Anyway, Rosario Dawson said she loves Star Trek and even speaks a little Klingon. She added that she'd look great in Klingon head ridges. She's got my vote. Last year, a painting by Leonardo da Vinci called Salvator Mundi, or Savior of the World, depicting a portrait of Christ, sold for a record $450 million. It's one of only about 20 surviving da Vinci paintings in the world, but it spent a half century in obscurity, some of it in an unsuspecting Louisiana family's home. It turns out that relatives had bought the painting in 1958 during a trip to London for about $120 at an auction where it had been misidentified. They sold it for a lot less than it's worth, and now it's been sold again. But before that, it had been owned by British kings, and then after the discovery, a Russian billionaire bought it, and they sold it to Saudi Arabia's crown prince, who finally gave it as a gift to the Louvre Abu Dhabi's collection. Game of Thrones fans sad about the series ending can take solace in the fact that they can soon visit some of the show's Northern Ireland sets. HBO said it will convert some of the filming locations into tourist attractions, including Winterfell, Castle Black, and King's Landing, as well as creating a studio tour featuring materials from the show. They said they will stock the standing sets with props and costumes and interactive materials, and it will all be on a scale unlike anything done before. They plan to open it all up in 2019, which is when the final season of the show is set to air. And that's the StarQuest Headlines Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. I'm Dom Bettinelli.